The following was taken from a now-deleted forum website, and is now archived. The person who wrote this is still unknown. Hey there, whoever's reading this. Recently, I found something that I couldn't have expected. At all. It all started when I went into my basement to look for my old stuff that I had. There, I found my laptop, Windows 7. As a kid, my parents bought me this laptop at Christmas in 2010. I used it back then to play a lot of games, checking different websites at the time, that kind of stuff. Although I will say, my favorite site was the official Nickelodeon website. If I remember correctly, I watched a lot of videos, like Chaotic, Mighty B, other shows. But obviously my favorite one was SpongeBob. I was a huge fan of it back in the day, as it was very entertaining to me. And I loved most of the episodes that I had watched. Therefore, I had this idea at the time to record the episodes with a screen recorder. The reason I did it, if my memory serves me right, was so that I could have watched the episodes for free later on, and that I could share some of them for those who needed to watch them for free. I know the legality of that, but anyway, back to what happened recently. I turned on my Windows 7, and it still worked perfectly. I went to my files and checked some of my old screen-recorded videos until I found one. But this one didn't look right at all. It wasn't something new from the show, but I think that the site somehow got hacked, as it was an edited version from an episode from Season 2. And honestly, those edits were pretty odd to me. None of what had occurred on the video actually happened in the episode, obviously. And I didn't remember recording this one. So after years, I decided to watch it. As I had opened the video, the first file anyway, everything was going fine at first. Until at around 2 minutes and 20 seconds, when SpongeBob was about to speak, it glitches and suddenly cuts to black. At around 5 seconds, the shot returns, but it wasn't the same. It had changed to him having a lot of small holes on his face, and his clothes being dirty. As soon as I had looked at it, it had reminded me of something called trypophobia, which is why it's the exact title of this article that you're reading. And it stayed frozen like this for a few seconds until finally cutting back to the episode. This time, though, in the bed part where SpongeBob wakes up and goes to work with his shoes untied, the first time he falls down, the image freezes and the audio suddenly sounds as if my computer had crashed, although I didn't get a blue screen of death. And instead, it had cut to black. I realized it was only a part of the video, and I was relieved somewhat because I'd thought my computer had gotten a virus on it. However, the same shot from before had returned, this time more darker. The background looked as if the walls were dirty, and the overall ambiance was just eerie. The audio sounded as if it were distorted. You could faintly hear it, though, but since I was alone at the house at the moment, I felt like I was hearing something and decided to increase my volume. I could then hear the faint distorted audio on the speakers, and I wondered if things would get worse at this point. Not too long after, it returned back to the episode, but this time it was short. It was at the Krusty Krab now, where SpongeBob arrives and falls down on the floor, but this time the clip goes on for about 3 seconds longer. Something worse occurs. Extremely loud, distorted audio coming out of the speakers. The shot of the episode had also immediately started to glitch like hell. It would distort to the point where the image was barely recognizable. I started to panic and had decided to close the video, but before I could, I got an error from my media player, telling me that the video was corrupted and could not continue. Just then, I felt like there were footsteps coming from behind me, while I could hear the faint voice of a woman crying for help. I sat there frozen. I turned pale. I genuinely thought that there was something inside my house. And, you know, look, I'm not typically afraid of entities or monsters. But whatever the hell was happening seriously had me really tense. What was worse was that my lights were turned off, and this was all happening in the dead of night. Eventually, the screaming stopped, but I refused to get out of my chair. Without knowing what to do, I decided to close and reopen the video, out of morbid curiosity, simply to see if it would continue or not. But when I was going to do that, I had found a file in my folder that I swear I didn't see before. I decided to open this second video file, and like the first, it began rather strangely. If there's one thing that I was sure about, it was that I had not recorded this at all. It was almost as if the file had appeared all of a sudden, and I was afraid that the reality of me getting a virus on my computer may have come true. Back to the video. It started with a clip revealing a shot of a dark forest. It was apparently recorded by a woman, judging by the voices I could hear on the video. What was strange is that the voice of the woman on the video had actually sounded similar to what I was probably hearing moments before finding the file. I started to wonder if what I was hearing was a part of the last video that I'd watched, but it didn't sound like it was coming from the speakers, so I was confused as to what was happening. Again, back to the video. The woman had probably heard something coming from the forest. Just then the camera falls, and it cuts to black. About 15 seconds later, another clip of the video shows. The woman sounds like she was panicking and was running as fast as possible, recording everything that was going on. I could hear strange background noises that gets louder the more it progresses, until eventually everything glitched out and stops. After watching this entire video, safe to say, I'm pretty shocked. I had absolutely no idea of what the fuck had just happened. I certainly didn't expect having this in my old files when I was a kid. I don't remember anything about this, but my theory is that somehow the site could have been hacked, and I had recorded what seemed to be one of the hacked videos, or hopefully just the only one. The first file could have been something that I had recorded. I'm not honestly sure. The second one, though, was definitely not in my files way back when. I don't remember what any of this was. I had now decided to investigate by doing research on the images and clips, and what I found, apparently, on July 23rd, 2010, a woman by the name of Scarlett Munchkin was found dead in a forest near Cherokee, Tennessee. Two Forest Service guards found her lying down on the floor. her deceased body was disturbing. As they described it in quotes, as having too many holes. Not only did they find the body, they also found an old camera near her. The police agent checked it, and the only thing they could find was the same old shit of this dark forest. The dark forest that I had seen in the video. I don't have much more to say about this, as this is one of the most shocking things that has happened. If you do happen to have any information about this, though, please let me know. Thanks.